Hello, thanks for coming to the virtual cafe. I'm your host, Shigalola Salami. What can I get you today?
Hi, I'm Julie Farley. I'm a mom of four, and I've written a contemporary romance series called the New Ever After series, and I would love to have a chai, if that's possible.
Okay, and what would you like to have with your drink, please?
May I have a biscuit, please?
Okay, perfect. Let me see. What biscuit do we have today? We've got a McVitie's Digestive, and we've got a cracker as well. Unfortunately, I haven't had the chance to make any homemade cookies today or biscuits, but which would you like to have with it?
I'll have the cracker, please.
Okay, perfect. I've actually got some nice, delicious homemade butter. No preservatives, no added coloring. I think a smothering of it, would you slap it on the crackers, would be perfect.
That sounds great. Thank you.
Okay, cool. So we get the little human. You know, she's only one to do all the hard work, you know, because we need to start them off early to, you know, to get used to doing work and not get lazy. So I will just take the next person's order, and then she has to climb stools to get your drink ready. So if you just hold in a second. Who's next, please? Right.
Thank you.
Hi.
Thanks. Hi.
Hi, my name's Leta Bennett. I write as Lee Bennett. I'm an author and have so far written books in romantic comedy and urban fantasy. My latest book is called Avalon's Child. It's 1 o'clock in the morning here, so I think I would like an espresso, please, and maybe make it a double shot.
Perfect, perfect. We need to keep you awake. Whereabouts are you based?
I'm in Melbourne, Australia.
Wow. Well, thank you for coming to my cafe at 1 o'clock in the morning.
That's okay.
Yeah. So, what would you like to? Oh, yeah, you did. So, what would you like to have with your drink?
Maybe a croissant, please.
Sorry?
A croissant. Do you have any croissants?
Actually, I do. I do. Nice one. And I prefer the one that's made in England. I don't like the one made in France. I think the French one is very heavy. Whereas I find that the one made in England is very fluffy and nice. So do you want, I can get you the French one or I can get you the English one. Which one would you like?
I haven't had a London one before, so that sounds pretty good.
Yes. Okay. So it's one of those ones that you just touch it and it just almost melts in your hand. Talk those of when you put it in your mouth and you just melt and it's like nice and fluffy. I love the London one. I've only been to France one and I didn't really, the croissant was nice. But you know, one of those ones where you just listen and you just think, nah, the one from home is so much better, I think. That's just my personal preference. okay, cool. So the little human, once she's done with Julie's order, she's going to get yours. I hope neither of you are in a hurry.
Not at all.
No. And it's quite interesting. You know, both of you are romance authors. That's quite interesting. I don't think I've had two romance authors the same time in my cafe. That's quite interesting. So, are you self-published or do you work with a publisher?
I've been working with BookTrope. I did self-publish my books to begin with, and then a book manager at BookTrope, a publishing company in Seattle, reached out to me and has republished all three of my books since then.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's quite interesting. So how did the person find out about you? Like, you know, were you just sort of sitting down one day and then you looked in your inbox and then there was this email from, you know, some random person just saying, oh, I'd like to publish you. How did it happen?
Well, we connected via social media. I found her on Twitter. She found me. She found my things. And then I didn't really know anything about the book publishing company that she worked with. Mm-hmm. And then she asked if she could forward my book on. I said, great, that would be fabulous. There was a lot of serendipity involved.
Okay. That's quite interesting to hear. So after the book was forwarded on, what happened next?
They republished all three of my books, and then I anticipated that there would be a lot of marketing and things that they would be able to help me with, so I could concentrate on my writing. But there wasn't as much marketing as I thought there would be. We did do a lot of social media campaigns and everything, but I still had to do a lot on my own.
Interesting. Okay. Oh, that's quite interesting. See, because I think a lot of people are under the impression that if you go with a traditional publisher rather than going at your own, they tend to help out with the marketing. But then, so
right.
How much difference did having a publisher as opposed to doing it on your own, how much difference did that make to you?
Actually, I made more money when I was doing it on my own, to be very honest, because, yes, you aren't giving the publisher part of the royalties. You're keeping more when you're doing it on your own. So I did find that I was making more then.
Wow. Okay. Now, that's definitely quite interesting. But did they give you any royalties up front?
They did not, no. What it saved me was I did not have to put out money for covers or editors or anything like that, so there was not an upfront cost for me because they took on all of the cost.
Right, okay. So what sort of things did they, you know, I'm just quite curious because this is just amazing. So what sort of things did they offer, right, that made you decide, okay, I would stop being self-published and I would go with, you know, publisher. What was the main advantages for you at the time before you signed the dotted line? What was it that you saw that they offered you that made you think, wow, you know what, this is a good deal for me to do?
Well, for to be very honest, I liked the validity of having a publisher.
Yeah.
But so that is one of the main reasons that I went with them. I wanted, you know, it gave my work more validity, I thought, in my mind. So I decided I'd like to have them supporting me and all of that.
Mm. Okay, that is quite interesting. Okay, now, with everything, there's always two sides to it. No up without a down, no left without a right, no hot without cold. So, you know, the thing is, you know, you felt they were going to help you with your marketing, there was going to be that validity, and we all want that validity because there are some people who think that when you're self-publishing means that you're no good. Yeah. And so, you know, having that validity is kind of like, you know, all right, I'm good at what I do, that a publisher actually likes me enough to want to sign me on. But what was the disadvantages you found? After you signed that dotted line, what happened afterwards? Was there any disadvantages? Or would you say, apart from the fact that you said that you earned more money being self-published than when you worked with a publisher, apart from the monetary aspect, was there any other disadvantage?
No, we have, Leita and I have worked with a fabulous publicist book manager who was really supportive, and she introduced us to so many different aspects of the business and the marketing things. So I feel like I've learned so much from her, which is great. So I can become more invested in my next works and things like that and figure out the whole business a little bit more. But other than the lack or the decrease in money, there really wasn't a downside.
Okay. No, that's fine.
My name's Leta Bennett. I'm an author and I write as Lee Bennett. I write romantic comedy and urban fantasy. My latest book is Avalon's Child.
Okay, and what's that about, Avalon's Child?
It's about number about fairies who have crossed over into our world and are living amongst our population.
Fairies?
Yeah.
That sounds more fantasy than romance. And was there a bit of romance in there?
Oh yeah. Avalon's Child's my urban fantasy. Flirting with Magic is my romance novel.
Ah, interesting. That sounds interesting. Oh, cool, thanks. We're just going to wait for the little human to get your order together. You know, we're starting her on working ethics now because, you know, start them up how you want them to grow up. There was another lady who was meant to stop by the cafe today, but again, we always seem to have technical problems. Well, not always, but she's sort of stopped by and then sort of zoomed off again, but never mind. So do you self-publish or what? How did you get your books? When did you start writing? Sam, she's asking so many questions now.
Well, I started off self-publish, and then I was able to submit to a publishing company called Booktrope. It was just through one of the book managers there. I submitted my novel, and she liked it. So She says she would submit it to the company. About a month or so later, I heard back from them, and they said they would love to go ahead with my novel and re-release it through them.
Okay.
So, pardon?
Yeah, no, sorry, I couldn't hear you for a second. Go on, I'm listening.
Oh, okay. So I re-released Flirting with Magic with them, and then I was also able to release Avalon's Child as a whole new novel with them as well.
Okay. Right. So basically you contacted them first, and I'm guessing with several others, and then they responded back to say they liked your book and then they wanted to take it forward. So in the contract that they offered you before you signed on the dotted line, what was it about their offer that made you want to go with them?